News in brief at Press TV. At least 28 Palestinians have been killed in the latest Israeli air raids on the Gaza Strip. Over 150 people, including women and children, were also injured in the airstrikes. Israeli military says it has carried out dozens of airstrikes on the coastal strip. Iraq says ISIL Takfiri militants have seized chemical weapons and nerve agents stored in the country. In a letter to the UN Secretary General, Iraq ambassador to the UN said terrorists have entered the Muthanna site, where hundreds of rockets filled with deadly nerve gas are believed to be stored. NATO says Afghanistan must sign a so-called security pact by September, which would allow U.S. troops to remain in the country beyond 2014. Now, the announcement came as concern grows that Afghanistan is heading towards a new crisis due to the political wrangling over the disputed presidential election. And in Yemen, Houthi fighters have taken control of the northern city of Amran. Officials say Houthis have deployed fighters and vehicles at government offices. Meanwhile, a spokesman for Houthi fighters says that they are only fighting against extremist militants in the area. Indonesians are heading to polling stations to vote for the country's next president. Jakarta's Governor Joko Widodo and former General Prabowo Subianto are regarded as the front runners. Most recent opinion polls have shown a tight race, with Joko leading by a small margin. And a powerful typhoon has hit the Okinawan Islands in southern Japan, killing at least two people. More than 500,000 people have been forced to evacuate. The typhoon has left thousands of homes without electricity and has forced authorities to close airports in the region.